Today's daf is daf Lamed Zayin. I'd like to learn today's daf, the Zecha Nishmas Maras Etka Bas Yehuda Leib, my aunt's mother, who was an Ifteris over the weekend. She was 90 years old. She lived a wonderful, wonderful life. She wasn't my grandmother, but she was very close to our family. Okay. We are on, I believe we're on the Mishnah, on daf Lamed Zayin. Okay. So, again, we all know, sure, that hits three times becomes a Muad. And now has to pay Nezek Shalim. Now the Mishnah is going to deal with a Shor Muad, who is Muad to hit a certain species of animal, but he's not Muad to hit another species of animal. So Mishnah says as follows, Shor Shehu Muad Lemino. So a Shor, who three times gored Shvarim, his min, a Shor Shehu Muad Lemino, Ve'eno Muad Le'eno Mino, and is not. It's going to be machlokes in the Gemara about this vav, this ve'eno or eno, ve'eno muad l'sh'eno mino, but it is not muad for any other type of animal. Meaning, it's how you know if you know either you say it's an assumption that you say if it's muad for this, it's not muad for that, or we know that other animals pass in front of it and didn't do anything, right? That's the case of muad ve'eno muad, or muad l'adam, it gored a person three times, ve'eno muad l'behema, but did not gore an animal. Muad l'katanim, it's muad for katanim, I think it's young, for younger animals, for younger calves, but it's not muad to gore the bigger oxen. Eshehu muad lo misham nezek shalom, so it makes a full difference. The one that he is muad for, he has to pay nezek shalom, we know that. And the one that he's not muad for, eshehu muad lo mishalim chatzi nezek, he only pays chatzi nezek.
So he's a tam.
So he's a muad and a tam. He's a muad for the one that says mino. So if he gores, let's say he's muad for shvarim. So if he gores a shor, he has to pay nezek shalem. And if he gores a horse, he would only pay chatzi nezek because he's muad and ain't a muad. It's muad lemino. The ain't a muad. It's muad for one thing and ain't a muad for something else. So Amr lifnei Rabbi Yehuda. So they Tamidim Rabbi Yehuda asked the following question: Harei zeh muad l'shabbosos. Let's say you have a shor that for three shabbosos in a row gored three shabbosos or shabbosos. It gored. The Eino Muad L'chol, but it doesn't gore, it doesn't do anything on the weekday.
It's a frum shor.
It's a non frum shor. It's a non frum shor, right? So Amar Lahem, so he says back to him, fine, you have this idea that you can have Muad for a specific day, or maybe only for Shabbos. Amar Lahem, L'Shabbosos Mishalim Nezek Shalom. If it gores on Shabbos, it will pay Nezek Shalom, because it's a Muad. But and of course on the weekday, Mishal Chatzin Nezek, it's only a tam, and we'll pay Chatzin Nezek, unless it becomes a muad for also right now it's not. But Emasai Hutam, and when can an animal that is a muad revert to being a tam? When does that take place? Mishayachzer bo shaloshim shabbosos. In this instance, if for three consecutive shabbosos, it doesn't gore. So then it goes back, reverts back to being a tam.
So for 1 week it doesn't gore, then it gores again and it's back to tam?
No, for three weeks. If for 3 weeks in a row it doesn't gore, it reverts back to being a tam. Right? Mishayachzor shalosh yumei shabbosos. For three shabbosos, it has to not gore. What? That's what it's a reverse. And let's say it's a muad for... It's the same idea. If it's a muad for Shvarim, we've seen it before. If it's a muad across the board, and then three animals pass it, whether it's three in a row or three different days, then it reverts back to being a tam. That's Rabbi Yehuda. We saw this Rabbi Yehuda is Lashitaso from a previous Mishnah. The question is, though, why? What's Shabbos? The only reason why we're doing this is because we have to get to the story, which I think we mentioned 7.5 years ago as well. But what's the reason why? How is it possible that Shabbos would be different than the Yimei Chol? So you look at Rashi. Rashi said, sorry? So yeah, I'll get to that. It's Tosos, Koyach. So Rashi says, "Yemi me shabbosos, ainu muad liyosachol ma l'shabbosos." Sorry, muad l'shabbosos. Second Rashi in the Mishnah, "Lefishu batam imalachav v'zacha daitolav." He's not busy. He's bored. So he goes out and he gores. He's bored. He's not doing malacha. You're not doing malacha with your animal, and therefore he's bored. Tosos brings Mefaris b'Yerushalmi. What's the Yerushalmi say? "Lefi shara osam b'malbushim noyim." He doesn't recognize everybody. He doesn't recognize people because they're all dressed differently. On Shabbos, everyone wears their big day Shabbos. So it confuses him. And when the shore gets confused, it gets agitated. And therefore it gores. So what's between them might be, well, what about Yontif? Does Yontif apply? Yontif maybe you dress differently, maybe you don't dress differently. So according to the Manda Amar, who says it's because of Bita Malacha on Shabbos, maybe it's Bata Malacha, or maybe it's not Bata from all Malacha because it's Ochel Nefesh. According to I think it's the Rabbeinu Peretz brings down, that if on Yontif, though, since they do Ochel Nefesh, when they prepared the food, they were wearing their regular clothing. So maybe he wouldn't get confused. What about, question. So the story I want to bring down is there's a story, I think it's brought down in the Meshach Hachma, where a woman, you know the story? Everyone's going to hear the story and they'll remember it. But there was a story where a nursing woman, was nursing fine for 6 days of the week, and the seventh day on Shabbos, the baby would not take from her. She didn't know what to do, so she was in Davin, she went to the Rogatchover, she goes to the Rogatchover screams, "It's Yerushalmi and Bava Kama," and that's it. Throws her out. She has no idea. Rogatchover answered, but she doesn't know the answer. So what happened? Rogatchover was a genius, so didn't relate. So she went to the Meshach Chachma and said, "What's the story?" So there was a guy, forgot his name. So another Rav. And then they went to the Meshach Chachma. It depends on the gifts of the story. So like I always say, a story does not have to have happened for it to be true. So the Meshach Chachma says, what does he mean? Yerushalmi Bava Kama? He means the Tosfos over here. When on Shabbos, when you nurse your baby, are you wearing your weekday clothes or your Shabbos clothes? He says, wearing my Shabbos clothes. My baby doesn't recognize you. Baby doesn't recognize you. That's why it's nursing. Change into your weekday clothes when you nurse the baby and see what happens. I don't think the story says what happens, but at least the point of the story is that's the base. That's this Tosfos. Okay. To the Gemara.
Is it just not possible that you have a different Shomer on Shabbos?
You have a different
Shomer. For the ox, if
it's
a mulet, it's
going to
be.
Who's? What do you mean? The Mishnah doesn't say we're dealing with different shomer. It's my shore, my ox, and it gores. I'm the owner. I'm the watcher. It doesn't say anywhere that you change the throwing in another variable into the story.
Shabbos guy washing it on Shabbos.
Why do you need a Shabbos guy washing on Shabbos? It's in and I lock it up.
Because
you're in the shul. So I lock it up.
Okay.
Oh, you're not in shul all day. They had to gore anybody. The person wasn't in shul. So, okay, maybe it's a lesson to go to shul then. Okay, Itmar. So we have Machlokes, like I mentioned before, how to read our Mishnah. Razvid Amar v'eino muad, Rav Papa Amar eino muad. Just look at the beginning of the Mishnah. It's shor shu muad lamino. Is it v'eino muad l'sheino muino? Oh, eino muad. Meaning, what is the natural, what is the inference? What is the natural state of being? Razvid Amar v'eino muad tnan, Razvid says v'eino, and therefore hastama havi muad. Meaning, we know it's muad for one animal, and we know for certain it's not muad for another animal, meaning it passed in front of three other animals and didn't, and three other species didn't do damage. So therefore, the stam, meaning if it becomes muad for one animal, stama, unless we know otherwise, unless it's proven otherwise, it is muad for all animals. So if it's proven otherwise, then we can make the distinction. But if it's not proven otherwise, then muad for one is muad for everything. But a papa amar, eino muad tnan. He says it's a statement. If it's muad for one animal, ein muad means that it's not, meaning the stomach lo have muad. Unless it's proven otherwise, it's stomach not muad for anything else. Big difference. There's a big difference. You have an animal that gores three shvarim three times, or gores on Shabbos three times. So is it ein muad the mchol, therefore I have to prove that it's not muad on the rest of the week? Or stam, it is muad. It is not muad on the rest of the week. So Razvid daik mi seifa, and Rapapa daik mi reisha. They both of them have a diuk from different parts of our Mishnah. Razvid makes a diuk from the seifa, from the end of the Mishnah, and Rapapa daik mi reisha from the beginning of the Mishnah. So let's go with Razvid. Again, Razvid says ve'eno, which means stam, it would be a muad. So Razvid daik mi seifa. Right, mi seifa. Seifa means towards the end. Dekatani. It's not the last case, but it's one of the latter cases. It says muad lekatanim ve'eno muad legedolim. If an ox is muad to gore, you know, calves, young animals, and we know, and ve'eno muad l'gadolim, and not muad for gadolim. Ve'iamar bishlama ve'eno katani. All is well, all is fine. If you say ve'eno muad, then that's fine. And therefore, hastam I have a muad, and stam would be a muad, then I have a chiddush in our case between katani and gadolim. Because hakamash malan, there's din, the din that's being taught in our Mishnah. The Gemara is making an assumption, Yossi, just hold it, I know. But hakamash malan, the afilu mikatanin l'gadolim nami mistama have muad. The Gemara is saying that the kiddush is that even from katanim, k'gadolim is also considered a muad. Because you would have thought that just because it gores young calves, takes advantage of the small ones, doesn't mean it's going to hit the bigger ones, because the animal knows who's bigger and small than it. So the Mishnah is telling us that even if it gores Ketanim three times, it's still going to be Muad, unless proven otherwise, for the Gedolim, right? But if you tell me it's automatic, Eino Muad, that if it gores Ketanim, it is by default not Muad for Gedolim, then Eliyah Mart Eino Muad Ketani, and Stam Alo Havi Muad, and therefore Stam, the Stam situation that's not a Muad, so Gemara says there's no Chiddush. So Hashta Yeshlomar Miketanim Leketanim Da Alma Stam Alo Havi Muad Miketanim LeGedolim Tzrichel Neimer Alo Havi Muad. If the Mishnah mentioned elsewhere that from one species to another species, it's not Muad, so therefore it's totally different species. So there's no chiddush to tell me from Ketanim to Gedolim, it is not Muad, because the Mishnah is assuming it's more likely for an animal to gore its own the same species that to gore two different species. So therefore, if it's not considered a Muad, if it gores a different species, Kavachom, it's not going to be a Muad if it gores its own species. So the Gemara's assumption is that it's more likely for an animal to gore to gore within the same species than it is to gore from even from time to time than it is to gore a different species. And Rav Papa says, no, that assumption's wrong. Rav Papa Amarlach Itzirich, Sakadat Chamina, which I think is Mustaber, Hoel Uparich Bei Bahumina, once it already, it's come to teach us that once it already, right, you would have thought, Hoel Uparich Bei Bahumina, Uparich Bei, Veloshma Gedolim Dide, Loshma Katan Dide, Kamash Muad Lo Avimuad. You would have thought that no, once it starts goring its own min, then it's parts gather for its min, and therefore it's going to gore anything in its no difference, bigger or smaller. Meaning, and therefore the Gemara says, so you would have thought that it would be muad stam kamash malan, that even if it gored kedolim, it's not even for ketanim, it's not muad for the gedolim. So you still need the chiddush in the Mishnah. Again, the Gemara is making assumptions as to what is more likely for sure to damage. I mean, both of them are logical. The question is whether you think that's, I don't know what some machlokas is, machlokas and metzias, whether it's more likely to gore across species or more likely to gore within its own species, not differentiating between Gedolim and Ketanim. So whatever the veterinarians say becomes a Gedolim and Ketanim. Whatever that determination is. 13 years old. 13 years old. Whatever the veterinarians say. Whatever the people say.
It's not just a matter of
insidious.
I mean, whether it is.
That's what I said. I don't know whether it's what. I don't know. So, and there's logic on each side. So halachic determines what's the breaking point for the shore. I don't know. Okay, the rapapa daik mi resha, and rapapa makes a deek from the resha. What's the resha? The katani, right? It's not the first. It's resha meaning here just a more prior statement than the previous one, because it's not the first part of the Mishnah. But the katani muad la adam ainu muad la behema. If an ox gores people and becomes gores people three times, but it's not muad to a behema. The iamard bishlo mastam alo have muad. If you're telling me that it's stam, meaning just it's muad lo adam, it is not muad the behema, right? That stam, it's not muad. So hakamash malon. So it's this piece of the Mishnah is giving us a chiddush. Hakamash malon da filo me adam le behema. Even from an adam to behema, nami stam alo have muad. You would have thought that if it's muad for adam, which has mazel, we saw that other times. So therefore, it should be muad for the behema. So Kamash Malan Mishnah says that no, if it's only muad for Adam, it's not necessarily muad it's not necessarily muad for the behema. Eliyah marked ve'eno muad katani. If you're telling me that ve'eno, meaning stam, it is muad. So therefore, when it says muad la Adam, ve'eno muad la behema, it means it's muad la Adam, and we know for a fact it's not muad for behema because it's passed by three behemas and they didn't gore, right? Ha stam ha'li muad, but stam it would be a muad. Hashta Yeshlomar. So now you can tell me, mi behema le behema stam me have a muad. You have other cases where we said from one behema to another behema stam is a muad. So we know that. So mi adam le behema tzrich le behema have a muad. So what's the chiddush to tell me that from an adam to behema? An adam has more mazel. If the stam muad, if you gores one species of animals, makes it stam muad for other species of animals. If it gores a person, it's going to be muad for a person for other animals. So therefore, must be the case is saying it's eno muad to teach me that it's the default is that it's not muad from adam to behema. It's not muad. That's the default. So Razvid Amalach, so Razvid's going to answer the diak and the resha. And I admit, I think it's difficult to read into the Mishnah. It's funny, not haha, but it's funny the way the Gemara works. The Gemara seems to be working now, and it's going to bring rayas for Rav Zvid, going now to bring rayas for Rav Zvid. And then in the middle of Sugya, it's going to pivot and basically seem like an ask shaylas well, what does Rav Papa say about this? What does Rav Papa say about that? And it's passing like Rav Papa. So it seems just odd. And who are we passing like? But from right now, from here going forward for a bit, we're going to be, sort of be working with Rav Zvid, that it's Ve'eno. For Rav Zvid Amar Lach, he's going to answer the, tell you, and say, Reisha Achazarakai. The Reisha of the Mishnah is not speaking about a case where the shore became a muad. It's talking about a case where the shore already was a muad, and now it's trying to revert, not trying, it is reverting, there's a reversion back to being a tam. Right? We're going to have a muad la'adam muad behema. The case is that the shore was muad la'adam muad behema. It gored three people, it gored three animals, it's muad la'adam muad behema. But hadar behemi behema. And it reverted from the behemoth, meaning now three behemoths passed by in three different days, and it didn't gore. The kai gabi behemoth tlasi zimni vilonaga. Exactly. Three animals, three behemoths passed by three times, and it didn't gore. So mao the tamu, you would have thought, cave under lo hadar be me adam charazara de behemoth lachazara. Who? He? You would have thought that, okay, it's more the adam, more behemoth. Now three behemoths walk by, it doesn't gore. So what? It didn't revert from adam, so you'd say that it's still more for the behemoth. So therefore, kamash malan, the chazara de behemoth mia chazari. That lagabi behemoth, it's still considered chazara. It's a wonderful din. Fine, I don't see it in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is adding in words.
Also note that it's not saying about in three consecutive days.
Three consecutive days. It has to be three consecutive days.
Where did you say that?
What? Because it's a machlokas, and I'm going like that side of the machlokas. This makes more sense to me, and I have the floor, so I'm going to say that one.
There
you go. I don't know, okay. that's basically it. Okay. So, Mesvei. So now we're going to ask the question of Rav Zvid. Again, Rav Zvid is the one who says that it's ve'eno, meaning if an ox is moored for one species, mistama, it's moored for other species, unless it's proven otherwise. So meisvei, sumchus omer, sumchus says, brought down in the brisa, muad la'adam, that's our second sumchus in a few days, muad la'adam, muad la'behema. If an animal is moored for an adam, it's automatically moored for behema. This is what we have been assuming, what we've seen previously. Mikavachomer, it's a kavachomer. Ma la'adam muad, if an adam who has mazel, and therefore it's more difficult to gore, ma la'adam muad, la'behema lo'kol shekein, the behema doesn't have mazel, or we said it's like some sort of guardian angel, the behema lo'kol shekein. So michlal, that seems to imply the Tanakama, that the Tanakama, who's I assume the Tanakama Mishnah, is Eno Muad Ka'amar. Why? How does that work? So he says, as follows, that our Tanakama, who says Muad La'adam, Eno Muad La'behema, right? So Sumchus is saying, if it's Muad La'adam, it is Muad La'behema. Mashma, that he's arguing with somebody. He's arguing with Tanakama to tell me that if it's Muad La'adam, it's by default, not default, it's not Muad La'behema. But who's he arguing with? He's arguing with our Mishnah. Our Bryce and Mishnah said one thing. Sumchus then comes and says something else, explaining and arguing on the Mishnah. So if Sumchus is the one who says that Muad La'adam is automatically Muad La'behema, that means our Tanakama says automatically, there is no automatic. And that goes against Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid's explaining our Mishnah as saying that Muad La'adam, Muad for one species would be Muad for another species unless it's proven otherwise. But here he seems to be arguing on that statement. So Amalach Rav Zvid, so Rav Zvid said again, you know, Sumchus is talking about reversion. Amar Rav Zvid, Sumchus achazarakai. Sumchus is talking about reverting. The Hachik Amar Lei, and this is what Sumchus says to Tanakama. Dikka Amarta, that which you said, that Chazar de Behema Chazarhi, that if it reverts from an animal, it's considered a reversion, even if it doesn't revert from a person. Chazar de Behema Lav Chazarhi. He says, no. If it's I argue with the Chazara portion, that it's funny. They read Chazar into the Mishnah, and now they're reading Chazar into the Machlokas in the Brisa. So he says, if it wasn't, we didn't revert from an animal, if it didn't revert from the person, it's not considered a reversion from the animal. Because the person has mazel, and therefore reversion is not considered reversion unless it reverts from the person. Okay. So that's how they answer the diukim. Still, we have this machlokas Rav Zvid and Rav Papa. Machlokas being, what is the default status of an animal that became tam for a certain species? Is the default status now that it became muad for a certain species? Is it the default status that it's muad across the board, unless it's proven otherwise, three times in 3 days, that it sees another species doesn't gore? Or is the default status, if it's only muad for one thing, it's not muad, it's by default not muad for something else, unless it becomes muad for that other thing? So now the Gemara brings a raya for Rav Zvid, right? Amar Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid says as follows. Amar Rav Zvid, Tashma, come for proof.
So, Amar Rashi.
Thank you. Amar Rashi. Tashma. Amru lifnei Rabbi Yehuda. They said before Rabbi Yehuda, this is the end of the Mishnah, where they asked Rabbi Yehuda about the shor that gores on Shabbos. And Machlokas and Rishonim was to what happens if the shor only gores on Wednesdays. Can you say that it's now more only for Wednesday? Seems to be, or Shabbos specific, or is it Shabbos specific? Okay, so Amr Vashi Tashma, Amr Lefnei Rabbi Yehuda, Hareze Mula Shabbosos, Eni Mula Yimosachol, Amr Lehen Shabbosos, Mishalim Nezek Shalim, Yimosachol, Mishalim Chati Nezek. Iya Marta Bishlama, Ve'enu Muad, if you tell me the concept is Ve'enu Muad, so therefore, I mean, the default status is that it is considered Muad, unless otherwise, so Shayule, who? Nekama Shayule. So the Talmidim are asking Rabbi Yehuda a question. What is the din in the case where the shor gored three times on Shabbos, but didn't gore on Chol? Is it by default, does the default status apply that it's muad on, that it's muad on, that it's muad on Chol or not? So v'hu nami kama hardalei, and then he answers them that, you know, the din is that it's only specific on Shabbos and it's not for Yontif. Ella iamart eino muad katani, but if it's just by giving us the if it's giving us the status, just saying they basically it agmuru the gemurlei. If the lashon of the Mishnah is eino. So then, where do the students go up? They come to Rabbi Yehuda and they say, "Harezem mu'ad shabbosos ain't a mu'ad l'chol." They're giving him a statement. Well, they're just telling him. They're telling him the halacha. There's no shayla. They're just asking. They're just telling him. They're giving him a statement. And additionally, v'su iu makam ahadalei. So what is he answering then? They walked up and they just gave him. They gave him the din. If it's mu'ad for Shabbos, it's not mu'ad for yon. It's not mu'ad during the week. And he says, "Yeah, chatzin, you're in the time." What's he answering? They just gave him the halacha already. If they're talking about v'eino, so then they're questioning what the status would be. But if they're just saying eino, they're just giving him a statement.
So what's the matter with that? Just make it like
why are the Talmidim telling Rav Yehuda?
They're just making a blanket statement.
So why are they telling that to Rav Yehuda? Just making a blanket statement. And what's Rav Yehuda answering?
He's just affirming it.
So, but that's not the way the Mishnah works. It's that the Talmidim don't tell the Rebbe the halacha. The Rebbe tells the Talmidim the halacha. So Amar Rav Yanai, Rav Yanai then also says, Mei Reisha Nami Daika. I can also make a deed from the Reisha like Rav Zvid. The Katani, the Reisha says as follows: Es shemuad lo mishal nezek shalim, es sheinu muad lo mishal chati nezek. This one I'm not exactly clear of. It's here. He says that which is muad for pays nezek shalom. That's what's not muad for pays chati nezek. The amart bishlama v'einu muad katani. If it says v'einu muad, so that's a continuation of the psak. That in all these cases. The Mishnah didn't. It's Purusha Kamafarishle. The Mishnah is explaining that in all the cases that it, that if it's muad for one and the eno muad, so that which it's muad for it pays nezek shalom. That's not muad for it pays chatzin nezek. Eli iamart eno muad katani. And if it, but if you just say it says eno muad, so those words eno muad are a psak, and therefore it's a psak. So the Gemara says psaka matu, and it makes a psak of muad and chatzin and muad and tam. And now it's telling you that the nezek one's nezek and one's chatzin nezek. I mean, if you got out the daf lama zayin and bava kama, you don't know that a shor muad pays nezek shalom and a shor tam pays chatzin nezek. It's time to do some chazara. You have to go back to figure it out. He says, "Mod two, Eshem Muad Lo Mishlam Nezeshalom, Eshem Muad Lo Mishlam Chatzin Nezek. Ad Hashda Loash Minan Da Atam Mishlam Chatzin Nezek or Mu Mishlam Nezek Shalim." I don't know. So why is that a kasha? Because I don't understand. If even the Eino Muad, why once you establish, just say once Muad, once Tam, I know automatically. I mean, I don't understand why that's what the difference is. Pirusha Kamifarishle and Psaka. I'm just not clear. Rashi says, Pirusha Kamifarishle, I did nakat la mishum dukya didei, the dakinan hastame have muad, al korchach asking lemilsa. I guess he has, it's explaining the diuk. The diuk being that stam, it is a muad across the board. So for what it's muad for, it pays nesek shalim. But even so, why do you have to, once you're ready to stab, once you just say muad v'tam, you should know what the halach is. I'm not sure.
But if it goes 6 days, without goring anything, because it's only doing it on Shabbos.
Right.
This is why it's different from all the other examples in the Mishnah, where it's describing a difference in the nizik, whereas in this, it's a difference on time, and time is the one thing that makes a muad tam. That, you know, it goes 3, 4.
Right, but it's the same thing. We'll see, like Nida also. You have these certain vestos. You have these certain where every Shabbos it gores. So therefore, on the fourth Shabbos, it's going to be a muad on that only for Shabbos. It's gored three Shabbosos in a row. So if it gores during the 6 days of the week, it's a tam. If it gores on Shabbos, it's a muad. Okay. The imtim se lomer nami isid l'drav papa. So now the Gemara sort of pivots. Now the Gemara says, okay, we have all these proofs. Apparently, and I apologize, I didn't really understand the last proof. You have all these proofs in the Mishnah, the diuk of the Mishnah, to hold like Rav Zvid. However, the imtim se lomer, and Rabbi Mechanala points out that you paskin like the imtim se lomer. So the imtim se lomer nami isid l'drav papa. Okay. Okay. The imtim se lomer nami isid l'drav papa. And if you want to say that now we still hold like Rav Papa, I get it. So therefore, Nagach Shor Chamor V'Gamal, if, however, it gores three different species, in whatever order it requires to become a Mu'ad, it gores three different species, Ashor Chamor Gamal, then Nasa Mu'ad Akol. Then Rav Papa would agree that it becomes Mu'ad for everything, across the board. But if you look at Rabbi Nechananel, Rabbi Nechananel says...
Under Moshe?
The Rav Papa Nami, you look at Rav Papa and Rabbi Nechananel, the askinon love, the imtim tseilom, or nami isil rapapa, nagashor, v'chamo, v'chamo, nasim one, l'chol, v'kaimalon, kol imtim tseilom, or halachali. So it's weird, that's what I'm saying. The Gemara just proved that the Mishnah accords with the Shita of Zvid, and then all of a sudden just pivots, but if you hold like that, but into rapapa.
But it didn't gore one species three times, though.
Correct, yeah. It gored three different species three times in a row. So rapapa says that become, now it's... It's not discriminatory. You can go use whatever species you want, and therefore it's Mu'ad L'Kol. That Rav Papa agrees.
Adam too?
It doesn't say Adam. It says for the animals.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Tana Rabbanan. We learned it in a Braisa. Ra'a Shor V'Naga. So now it's going to be with intervals. So it sees a shore and gores. Then it sees a shore V'Lo Naga. Then it sees a shore and gores. Then it sees a shore and doesn't gore. Then it sees a shore in Nagach. Then it's shore below Nagach, shore and doesn't gore. So now it's going, every other shore, it gores. So the Gemara says, Nase Mu'ad L'Si Rugin. It becomes a Mu'ad for intervals. Every other, it will gore. So if it's on schedule, it's a Tam. It's a Mu'ad. If it's off schedule, it's a Tam. So if it sees, that's what it says, Nase Mu'ad L'Si Rugin, but only L'Shvarim. But only for Shvarim.
Yeah, you gotta keep
a whomever. It's kept chart. Otherwise, that's not a question. However, it's done. It's done. Yeah. Right? L'sirugin. Rashi says, and therefore im nigach ritzufin, and if it gores consecutively, eino mishalin chati nezek ala achron. So the second one it gored would only be pay chati nezek because it's only a muad for every other shore for intervals. Again, also nasimul l'sirugin. So Toso said. This has to be going according to Rav Papa, because according to right Rashi, right, who brings it down? Because it's only saying lishvarim, right? Muad according to Rav Papa, if it's muad for one thing, the stam is that it's muad for everything. And here it says only muad lishvarim. So Tosos is trying to answer for Razvid that maybe other animals, but again, you see the Gemara is pivoting towards Rav Papa. Okay, next case. Tana Rabbanan, Ra'a Shor V'Nagach, it sees an ox and gores, Chamor V'Lo Nagach, Sus V'Nagach, Gamal Lo Nagach, Pered Nagach, Pered's like a mule, and then Arod, some sort of wild donkey, V'Lo Nagach. So now it doesn't distinguish between animals, but it gores every other animal. So therefore, Nase Mu'ad L'Sirugin L'Kol. Then it becomes a Mu'ad for intervals across the board, for all animals. So if he's on schedule, no matter what animal he gores, it's a tam, and it gores the two in a row, the second one, no matter what the animal, on schedule would be a muad, and the second one would be tam, and only pay chatzi nezek.
We learn from this that an ox can count, at least up to two.
It's a natural thing. Iboyeluhu, they asked the following shayla. Okay, how about the following case? Shor, chamor gamal mahu. Meaning, what do you do? What do you do with that last shore? Do you throw that last shore? Gemara asks. High shore basra, this last shore, basra shvarim shadin alei, do you throw it with the other two shvarim? And therefore, according to Rav Papa, it's only muad for shvarim. Ve'akati l'shvar hudi ayid, l'midi achrin lo yayid, but it's not muad for other species. O dilma, or do we say, high shore basra, basra chamor gamal shadin alei, or is it the first one of the last two? And therefore, it is now v'yayli l'kulimini, and therefore it's muad for all animals, because it was didn't distinguish between any animals. And so that, Tosus points out that here you would have two reasons to say you go against the other shvar. Number one, it's mino. And number two, it's it goes across the first because it's just following those three. I would think that once it does those three, then it becomes muad for those three. Now it starts doing other things, they're starting a new count. The Gemara has a suffix, and another suffix is, what if it's the other way around? Chamor, Gamal, Shor, Veshor. So does that middle shore go against the chamor, go toward the beginning of chamor v'gamal, and therefore it's more for all animals, or you go against the three shvarim that filed it, and therefore it's only muad for shvarim? Again, it seems to be clear, like Rav Papa, because if it is razvid, then it would make a difference. Once it gored, right? I guess you can answer razvid also. Okay, so where it says, right, chamor v'gamal, shor v'shor, ma'o, ha'ishor kama basa chamor v'gamal shadin alei, v'yar li kulim mine, yotilma basa shvarim shadin alei. You go according to the other three shvarim, and the shvarim hu di'ayi, v'kat the shvarim hu di'ayi, l'min achmin alo yayi. Tosis points out, it's an imtim tseloma, because in the first case, you had two reasons to go for the shvarim. Number one, it's mino. Number two, those were the first goring. You followed the first goring. Here, you took away the first goring. It's only that in lamino. So it's one less of a reason to hold that way. So maybe you go even at this point to say it goes bust of the shvarim or not.
If it stopped after the first shore, would it be more of everything than it would?
Right, it just gores one shore.
Right. And then
it sees shvarim and doesn't do anything.
Let's say it stops right there. What would you call it?
According to Rav Papa, you would now be muad for all animals.
Right. Two more shores messes up the...
Correct. Because Rav Papa said we had the brisa. It's the same case that we read before. That imtum tziloma, I'm Yisrael Rav Papa, nagach shor, chamor v'gamal, three separate species become muad the kol. So the case over here, it is chamor gamal shor. So if it stopped right there, it would be muad the kol. But then I do two other shvarim. So if I take that first shor, then I throw it to the other shvarim, then it's already gored two animals and three shvarim, and therefore it would only be more to the shvarim.
Right, but maybe didn't see a chamor gamal after that. You know what I mean? Why are you now making detracting? You know what I mean? Didn't see a gamal.
If it didn't see a chamor gamal for three times later, then it reverts. If it didn't see it once later, so that's the shaila. Now it gores. Okay, it does chamor gamal shor, yes. And then it gores. Now it's a more, and then it goes ahead and gores. See, my question, I thought you were asking this. Yes. If it's chamor gamal for sure. And then it does the second shore. Shouldn't on that second shore already be muad?
Right. Exactly.
That's what I thought you were asking. Right. So the Gemara is saying that now, so we didn't come to court till then. We didn't come to court, and now okay, that's the question. We didn't come to court, and now they come to court after gored these five times. So now where do we view it? Okay. So next case. How about the following? Let's say you do Shabbos, right? Shabbos Shmos, Shabbos Bo. Shabbos Ve'era, Shabbos Bo, and then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Echa B'Shabbos, V'Sheni B'Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. So is it now three Shabbosos in a row, or is it two Shabbosos, and then 3 days in a row? So therefore, if it's three Shabbosos in a row, then it's only more for Shabbos. If it's 3 days in a row, then it's more across the board. So, Hi Shabbos Bastraisa, the last Shabbos, Basra Shabbos with the Shanin Leid, we throw it with the other three Shabbosos, and therefore, the Akati, the Shabbos with the Yaya, and therefore it's only more for Shabbos, the Yemos HaChol Lo Yaya, but it hasn't yet become more for Yemos HaChol. O Dilma, Basra Echab Shabbos, Shanin Vishabbos, Shanin Leid, or do you throw it across, throw it with as the first of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and therefore, Yaya Leil Kuliyoma, now it would be more across the board for every day. And what about the other way around? Chamishi b'Shabbos v'Erev Shabbos and Shabbos v'Shabbos Ma'o. It gores on Thursday, Friday, Shabbos Shmos. Then it gores Shabbos v'Era. Then it gores Shabbos Bo. So now is it three Shabbosos in a row, or is it 3 days in a row to start with? Again, same shaila. So therefore, right. So again, Chamishi b'Shabbos v'Erev Shabbos, Shabbos 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 Ma'o. Ha Shabbos Kamaisa, the first Shabbos, Basar Chamishi b'Shabbos v'Erev Shabbos Adin Lei V'Yoy L'Kulei Yomei, and therefore be all across the board for every day. Oh, Dilma, what do we say? Ha Shabbos Kamaisa, Basar Shabbos V'Adin Lei. Do we say no? That first Shabbos now goes to the next three Shabbosos, and the Shabbosos would be Ayed, but for the weekday wouldn't be Ayed. Mara says, Teiku. Tishri Tari Sukusis Ubayos. So what do you do? Teiku, what do you do though? Now you have a Machlokas. So what do you do with Teikos in Dine Mamonos? So I believe that that's a Machlokas Rishonim, and what do you do? Because Teiku, by Mamonos, you pass in the Kula. But if it's a Kula for me, it's a Chumra for you. So maybe you say Teiku, you just leave it Mamonos Mutav Safik, and therefore what? Teimos Mechaver Al Raya. You have no Raya, therefore it's Tam, and you have to pay, Chatzin Nesek. But what does it mean Teiku when you have two litigants over here? Okay. Next case. Oh, it's a fascinating case. Nagach Yom Chamisha Asar B'Chodeshet, the 15th day of Tishrei Yegoris. Yom Shisha Asar B'Chodeshet, and then the following month, the 16th day of Cheshvan Yegoris. Shva Asar B'Chodeshet, the 17th day of Kislev Yegoris. What's going on? So it's goring every month one day later. So now the question is, maybe you have, it has an interval. It gores every 30 days so much. I mean, it goes at this interval. So the Gemara says, the Itmar, it said it's polluted the Rav Shmuel. This becomes a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. The same machlokes, and very, very lemaisa, like Ave Hilkos Nida, right? Establishing vestos. Right, the Itmar, the machlokes in the Gemara Masech Nida and Daf Samach Dalid. Woman sees Rasa b'yom chamisha sarba cholzeh. She sees on the 15th of this month. She's sarba cholzeh. She's on the 16th of the next month. B'yom shiva sarba cholzeh. The 17th of the following month. So Rav Amar, Rav says, kavala veses. She's now established a veses. Veses for intervals, right? That's what it is. Right? You have veses for intervals because interval of time. It's interval of time. So now the next month, she comes to the 18th of the next month. That would be her veses, and you have to refrain like all the halachos of Nida. But Shmuel Amar Acha Tishalesh Bedilug. Now, if you're dealing with intervals, there have to be three intervals. Over here, there are only two intervals. Remember, you start on the 15th, break to the 16th, then break to the 17th. Only two intervals. He doesn't count.
First one.
Right, but there's no interval the first one.
He doesn't count the initial one.
You need three intervals. So therefore, until she sees the following month on the 18th, now there are three times of intervals. That's when he says you establish the Vesis. And so too do the same thing by Ashur. According to Rav, he's going to be mitzvah if the original Negicha into the three times, he'll become a Muad. And Shmuel says only if it comes a fourth time on the 18th, the following month, does it become a Muad. Because Shmuel is saying that we're focusing on the intervals. And if you need three, you have to have three intervals. Okay.
We're dealing with genius
firm here. We had a shore. Well, it's not genius. Actually, it's on the contrary. I think you're dealing with an instinctual shore. Not genius. The genius shore was the shore that took the coal, burnt it, and then rolled around as ashes because it had a fat, because it had a bite on its back. So, right. So that's the case. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Ushmul Amar Achet Tishalish B'Dilug." An important Rashi. He says, "Ein La Veses Kavua." It's the first Dibur Masa on the shorter lines. Ein La Veses doesn't have established a Veses Achet Tira Ria Revias B'Yudches until she sees the fourth sighting on the 18th of the following month. The Ria Kamaisa Lav Minyana, the Lav Bedil Chazik, because the original Ria doesn't count, because that wasn't with Dil, that's when you started the clock, but there was no interval. Bahakanami Larav, so to hear for Rav, Lig Begimon Gichos Nasimua Lidilu, Gmashal Mazak Shalom Bishlishis. Interesting. He's Shmuel Achigach Revius Bidches, Bacholdish, Revi, the Kamaisa Lav Minyana. Rashi says that what happens, let's just say according to Rav. So he says on the third one, he becomes a muad and pays. If you recall, and I think we don't have it now because you have the second volume, there's a Tosos on Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis that said also that according to Rava, on the third time he's a muad and pays Nezek Shalom. And Tosos says, Rashi Atzmo Chazerbo. He says, no, on the third time you don't become a muad. It's on the fourth time, that's when you pay the Nezek Shalom. Rashi here seems to say, and even for Shmuel, it would be, according to Tosos, for Shmuel, it would be, on the fourth time, you are now become a muad, and on the fifth time, you would then pay the Nezek Shalom. Right? But you haven't? Gee, you haven't yet. Oh, you haven't. Very good. Go ahead.
Whoa.
Bring an apple to class, too?
Yeah.
So, okay. Okay, that's it. So Amar Rava. Rava says as follows, another case. Shama kol shofar v'nagach. The animal hears the sound of a shofar and gores. Kol shofar v'nagach, nas emur the shofaros, who now becomes a muad whenever a shofar is blown, and if he gores after hearing a shofar, he's a muad. So pshita, when it says pasha, okay? The shofar is what causes him to gore. He hears the shofar, he gores. So ma'al detema hach shofar kamaisa siyuta ba'amuhu denakte. You might have thought that the first time he gored, when he heard the shofar, that's just because he got startled. Right? Kamash Malon know that first one also is Mistar after the other three, and therefore for these three activities, I think it's any type of activity. Just using the shofar, for example, if three activities, and you see after these three activities, it gores, so then, according to Rashi here, on the third time he's a Muad, according to Tosos, said back on Kav Gimel, on the fourth time, he would have to pay full restitution. I don't have time, but it's very important, Tosos, Yom Tezvav, L'mais L'gave Hilchos Nida. Shia, it's for Homer. Okay, so that's fine. Next Mishnah. We have 3 minutes. Okay, Shor Shel Yisrael Shenagah Shor Shel Hekdesh. So the Shor of Hedjot Gor is the shore of Hektesh. Vishel Hektesh and Nadok Shor Shel Hejot. Or Hektesh Shor, Gor is a shore of Hejot. Pater, in each case, there's a ptur, no one has to pay. Shenemar, because the full pasuk says, in Shmos, ki yigof shor ish es shor re'eyu. Re'eyu has to be involved. Velo shor shel Hektesh, not the shore of Hektesh. Next din, which censors had a good time with, and which is for tomorrow's daf, shor shel Yisrael shenagach l'shor shel Kanani pater. If a Jewish shore gores a Canaanite shore, the Jew is pater. However, shel Kanani shenagach l'shor shel Yisrael, but if a Canaanite shore gores a Jewish shore, bein tam bein mu'ar misham nezek shalom. Across the board, there's no concept of tam and mu'ar, it pays nezek shalom. That is for tomorrow's daf, please leave it alone. Mas nisin, dilok rabbi Shimon ben Anasya. Our Mishnah regarding Hektesh does not accord with the Shita of Shimon ben Anasya. Right, the Tanya, because we have a brice that says, Shor shel Hektesh, Shor shel Hejot, Shinagach Shor shel Hektesh, if a shore of a person gores the shore of Hektesh, Vishal Hektesh, Shinagach Shor shel Hejot, Potter, that's our Mishnah, Shinemar Shor Evo, Shor shel Hektesh, that's what our Mishnah says. However, Rav Shimon ben Anasya Omer, Shor shel Hektesh, Shinagach Shor shel Hejot, Potter, if the Hektesh shore gores my shore, then Hektesh is Potter from paying me. However, Vishal Hejot, Shinagach Shor shel Hektesh, but if my shore gores the Hektesh shore, Bein Tam Bein Mu'ar, Misham Nezek Shalom. And there's no time. I pay across the board. I pay nezek shalim. So Gemara says, Amri, Micah son of Rabbi Shimon. So what does Rabbi Shimon hold? I re'eu dafka, if shor re'eu is dafka, so na filo shel hedjok, shalakon shel hektesh, lipater. Then why would I be chayiv if my shor gore is the shor of hektesh? But if re'eu is lav dafka, but if re'eu is not dafka, then the shor shel hektesh that gores my shor should be chayiv as well. I re'eu lav dafka, I feel the hektesh nami ki nagot the hedjok lechayiv should be chayiv. So the Gemara says, v'chi tema. Okay, v'chi tema le'olam. Should I stop here? You want to? I just got the v'chi tema.
That's fine.
Okay, no, so we'll stop here. Have a good chodesh. A good day.